Welcome to Woman Fully Alive podcast. I'm your host, Madeline Eames. And today, what I want to jump into for women midlife and beyond for their greatest expansion is why anger is a necessary portal to your own expansion, to your own aliveness. Now, when I bring this topic up, it's not the most popular topic in the room, I will tell you that much. And there's a reason for that. We have many, many beliefs and conditioning around the energy in motion, emotion of anger. So what is anger itself? What is the purpose of anger? And you might think right away, well, it's not a good thing. I don't like anger. It's bad to be angry or to get angry. It's not healthy. It's not good for me. It's not the way people should behave. All of those things. But yet, think about this. Each and every one of us, every human being has access to this energy of anger. Why is that? It's not here just to be repressed and tucked away. It has a purpose in its purest form. So we have a lot of beliefs. So there's a lot of layers around anger. And I really acknowledge that just from the get-go, that for a lot of us, many women were brought up in environments where anger was not healthy. It was either repressed, so you didn't feel it, you didn't see it, but you felt it because it's such a powerful emotion that you can feel the energy when it's in the room. And if you're here, you're very likely a sensitive, intuitive woman, an empath. And we are particularly open to picking up other people's emotional energy, right? So we can feel it even before we can really define what it is. So we might feel it when we're at age 4 or 5, like something's up. There's some kind of emotional energy here coming from mom. And you might not even consciously be aware of that, but your body knows because your body always knows. And so we could have been in an environment where we didn't see it, but it was there. And the message is that anger is such a wrong or bad thing that it's not expressed here. That's how bad it is. That's how destructive it is that we don't express anger here. So that could be one message. Another one is that we did see anger. We saw perhaps unhealthy or explosive or destructive anger. And that's very obvious, you know, to see and to pick up on. Particularly as a child, it can be very, very frightening. And a lot of people have had that experience. So it makes sense why anger is not the most popular topic in the room. And destructive anger gets us nowhere. It just creates more destruction. So why am I saying that it's a healthy emotion and at the same time I'm saying that it can be destructive? Any emotion, when it's not in its pure form, can get contorted and distorted, and it leaks out in all kinds of other, you know, weird, strange ways and sometimes destructive ways. So, for example, grief can come out as anger. Sadness can come out as depression or as pain. There's all kinds of ways because emotional energy will find a way because it's energy. It doesn't go any. It doesn't disappear, and it has to go somewhere. So why is anger so necessary? So the purpose of anger is protection. Protection of you and protection of the things that you value and you love. So if my child is running out into the street and I see a car coming, every ounce of my body is going to be activated to get out there, grab them, get them out of the way of the car, right? For survival. Now, I might not be grateful and happy immediately when I finally get them in my arms and I hug them tight. I might be really angry. I might be like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. Never do that again. and, you know, have this energy of anger. And why is that? Because that anger is protective. The anger is like, don't do that again because I love you so much. I love you so much and I value you and I don't want you to get hurt or worse. Anger, that, you know, that is a life or death situation. Anger also rises to any violation of boundary, whether we realize it or not, whether it's conscious or subconscious. So if somebody walks in my room right now while I'm talking, I might go, you know, put a little boundary up like I'm busy right now. And that might bring up some irritation, some annoyance. That's a little bit of anger. Like, you know, don't just break in here like that. That's what I would like to say. And you can hear that irritation in my voice. That's completely normal and appropriate. Now, if someone violates a boundary even further, it's not always safe, right? For someone who's being abused, for example, it's not always safe to get angry, or you set a boundary and it's not listened to and someone runs right over it. There is going to be some residual anger in your body because it's normal and it can't always be expressed. If you were living or you were brought up in an environment where it wasn't safe to express anger, you probably have a bit of anger in your body. And so that's okay. Almost every woman that I work with, because of this cultural conditioning, has a reservoir, or what I call a swamp, of anger in their body. And when we start digging into it through breath work or journaling or talking or other ways, we often have to kind of drain the swamp first, and then we can get into this healthy relationship with anger. So in terms of draining the swamp, I invite you to be really honest with yourself about what you're angry about. You can even say it out loud, say it out to the trees while you're walking. Journal it out. Like, I really hate that person. Doesn't make you a bad person. It's how you felt in the moment. And if you're doing these processes, you are the least likely candidate to be hurting someone. I mean, we all hurt people at certain times in our life, but if you're here and you're curious and you're doing this work, chances are you really want to do this work so that you can feel better and you can feel more empowered in your life and in your relationships. So if you're writing out in a journal, I really hate that person, I can't stand that they did this and that, that's not going to turn you into an angry, bitter person. That's going to relieve you of that anger so that you can move on and be joyful. So let's talk about the continuum of healthy anger. Setting a boundary is a really, really life-giving, healthy thing to do. It supports your life. It doesn't limit your life. Me setting a boundary to someone, say, coming in this room, is a really healthy thing to do to protect my space, to protect my voice, and to protect the work that I'm doing that is so important and valuable to me. So we can use that energy of anger for healthy boundaries, like enough, enough, no more. Like saying to a young child, no more now, no more. We don't have to, this is not rage, this is just firmness. So that's healthy assertion. And I sometimes call it healthy aggression, because sometimes for women, we haven't had that go-getter energy. When I was young, when I was little, I've been told many times that I was feisty. And if I wanted something, I would just go get it. I was big and I would, you know, just go get what I wanted. Until I learned that that wasn't a ladylike thing to do. And I had to curb my behavior. And I remember it was quite confusing because I had big dreams and desires, and I still do. But we are limited by our cultural conditioning when we are, you know, downloading all these beliefs about it. So anger can really help us to expand that and say, you know what? This is what I want. I'm entitled to a safe place to live. I am entitled to a wage that is worth my work. I am entitled. So you can see how I'm using that word entitled in a very different way. This is healthy entitlement. You know, going in to advocate for your child at school, you can use some of that. You know, I'm entitled to a meeting with the teacher or a meeting with the principal. That's my right. That's my right as a taxpayer. So what are you entitled to that you would like to, or you feel ready to speak up about? I'm entitled to privacy. I'm entitled to a quiet space. I'm entitled to downtime. I'm entitled to have good friendships. I'm entitled to have people around me that see me and love me. And that's an important one when it comes to setting boundaries, particularly with narcissistic people, that I have the right to have loving people around me who listen to me and value me. That's a basic right. Does everybody come across like that all the time? No, but you that is still a basic right. And you have the right to speak your emotions. So when we can access, we drain the swamp of the anger, and then access that as if you have a right to it, because you do, and you can start to feel very energized. This is the antidote for people pleasing, is going to that place where I have the right to say no. I have the right to disappoint people. People have the right to disappoint me. People have the right to reject me. And can you feel the freedom around that? Because I'm no longer trying to control my environment. So accessing anger for empaths is really, really important. Not to rage on all the people around you, but to start to feel that activation in your own body can really exponentially help us to come alive again. To come alive, because you have the right to feel alive, and you have the right to speak out to areas or to people where you don't feel alive. So anger, it's a valuable protective emotion. Maybe pull out your pen and your journal and start journaling about how you feel about the energy of anger. And maybe even in your life, what makes you angry right now? And that would be a great start to just starting to develop a relationship with that part of yourself, with that energy of the emotion of anger that I have grown to love, actually, myself, because we need to be protected and we need to be able to protect ourselves. So, okay, everyone. Well, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to this not so popular topic. And don't forget to leave a comment if there's anything that you want to share about this or if it resonates with you. I love to hear from my audience. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit like, subscribe to my channel, all those good things. If you want to come to one of my breathwork journeys and really dive into that, and it's a very powerful transformational breathwork. I call it expansion breathwork because that's what women told me was happening for them through these journeys. You can join an individual breathwork journey with me online or join my monthly membership group, The Rising Collective. For $44 a month, we meet twice a month. And I do coaching and breathwork to help you expand all through this year. My 1 month intensive, the Expansion Blueprint, is the course to take at midlife if you're looking for a physical, emotional, and spiritual expansion. It'll give you the tools you need, and it also gives you a year membership. So you can actually work with me for a whole year. And so I'll leave the links below, and again, to your expansion. The world needs us. The world has been missing, you know, that part of you, your voice, your being, your expression, and it's time to take it back, to reclaim your true self. All right, everyone, take care. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.